Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Let's start today's call with two powerful quotes. First, President Calvin Coolidge once said, "No person was ever honored for what he received. He was honored for what he gave." Renowned scholar Albert Einstein once said, "The value of a man resides in what he gives and not what he's capable of receiving." Our level of living will never rise above our level of giving. Giving is as much a part of our lives as the air we breathe. If you think about it, giving is the foundation of our very existence.
In Genesis 8:22 says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." You know, as long as the earth remains, that means seed time, sowing, giving, and harvest time, reaping, receiving, will be here until the very end of time. Sowing and reaping is not just some creation of prosperity preachers. It's straight from the Word of God. Seasons may change. Leaves turn colors, snow covers the ground, flowers then bloom, and days get hotter. And as long as all this happens, there will be sowing and reaping. And as long as there is day and night, night and day, there will be seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping, giving and receiving.
You know, honey, we can think of it another way. If we as individuals ever stopped giving, there would be confusion in the nights and days and the seasons of our lives.
Wow.
If night follows day, and this happens every 24 hours, then we're sowing something every day. So many times, and we talked about it recently, "Brother Harold, I don't have anything to sell." If you just had that thought, that's your first mistake. It's time for believers to stop thinking about what they don't have and begin praising God for what they do have. Sowing money brings more money. It's a law of the harvest. Can you sow a smile? Can you give someone a kind word? Can you have a positive attitude during the storms of life? Can you write a note or email to someone thanking them for who they are, what they've meant to your life? Every day that you live, the decisions you make, that we make, are like seeds planted for future harvest. These are the kind of seeds everybody should sow every day.
And that you really do reap it.
We've discovered a powerful dynamic in sowing. It's called momentum. We have the ability to create a blessing flow in our lives. We found that random acts of kindness in the past have created divine appointments with people who've played a key role in future successes. Listen to it this way. You will rapidly move from sowing the right kind of attitude to reaping a harvest of blessings.
And hey, we need to live in expectation. You know, blessings will come even though it may be from a totally unexpected direction or source. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible, we learn this. It says, "In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, withhold not your hands. For you know not which shall prosper, whether this or that, or whether both alike will be good."
We can elevate our level of living by our giving. Some of the best giving is done when you're not aware of it and in the simplest of ways. Maybe you know that when you and I go out for meals. And we do, certainly do enjoy each other's company. But oftentimes, God moves on us to bless others by buying their dinner.
That's true.
It's the most fun when we pay, and they don't even know we did it. Sometimes we leave a note, don't we?
That's right.
Note, give it to the server to give to them. Simply says, God loves you. My parents, who are both in their 90s, have been givers my entire life. Nowadays, when they go out to eat, it's not unusual for someone to pick up their meal tab. They seem to marvel at their blessings, but really they shouldn't. They're only reaping what they themselves have sown for years.
That's right.
Every time we bless someone else by our giving, it raises our joy and our level of living. We need to begin to anticipate the moments when we can bless others by our giving. And make no mistake about it, our giving will give us favor beyond our imagination. In the past couple of months, we've sowed some significant seeds for a breakthrough with a particular venture. God gave us favor where others had tried and failed. Our giving opened a door and has raised our level of living.
Hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures is in 2 Corinthians 9:8. And it says this. First, let's look at it in the New International Version. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. It's interesting to note that the word all is in this particular verse four times. In the Strong's Concordance, all is the Greek word G3956. G3956, and it means each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things, everything. The word all is defined at dictionary.com as the whole of or the greatest possible. Now, this gets exciting.
Yes.
Because God, the creator of heaven and earth, the master of the universe, our peace, our provider, our healer, the beginning and the end, the great I am, our loving heavenly Father, is going to give us the sum total of all that is. That could be exciting.
Yes, it is.
Elohim, the Almighty One, is going to give us all the greatest amount of grace, everything we need. You know, in Strong's Concordance, grace is the Greek word G5485. G5485, and it means that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, grace of speech, goodwill, loving kindness, and favor. And the Amplified Bible translation of verse 8 says it this way, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance.
Hallelujah. That's also a great scripture to personalize. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing, come to Bev in abundance.
That's sweet.
Come to Maya in abundance. Come to Yvette in abundance. Come to Laurel in abundance. Come to Ray in abundance. Wish we had time to do everybody on the call, but we don't. But personalize that scripture for you. See, this scripture is not talking about the sweet by and by. It's talking about
the here and now.
The right now.
Now let's look at 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, classic Amplified in its entirety. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Notice, honey, that is something that is the self-sufficiency comes from obeying the word and bringing his sufficiency into us to make it our sufficiency.
Amen. That's very good.
Amen.
not only is God going to give you every favor and earthly blessing, He can do it in whatever circumstance you're facing. It doesn't matter how things look to the natural eye. God, your God, is able to give you whatever you need to be self-sufficient. You don't have to depend on anybody else but Him. You don't have to look to anyone else to meet your needs but Him. You don't have to ask anyone else to help you but Him. Why not? It's simple. God is able. The very good news is that not only is God willing, but His desire is to bless us beyond measure. God wants you. That's right. You, every person hearing our voice. He wants you. We suggest you personalize the last part of 2 Corinthians 9:8 like this. God wants Fred furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. God wants you, Layla, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Personalize it for yourself. Now, we suggest you memorize this verse. Write it out on an index card or put it on your smartphone or tablet, like we've done from time to time. What activates 2 Corinthians 9:8 in our lives? Well, listen to 2 Corinthians 9:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in His giving.
Your level and attitude of giving will determine your level of living. Make no mistake about it. As you raise your level of giving, you can also raise your level of expectation, because God wants to give it all to you. One final thought. John Wooden, the legendary coach of the UCLA basketball team, he once said, "You can't have a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you."
That's a
powerful quote.
Yes, it is.
He was an amazing
challenge.
Man. Mm-hmm. And some great quotes by Coach Wooden. Hallelujah. Time to raise your level of living. You do it by raising your level of
tomorrow we head out to California to see our kids.
Yes, we do.
We're pretty blessed and pumped. We're going to be coming to you from California.
Yes, we will.
In a day or two.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says, so we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video.
Yeah.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.